The information you need in the morning, right here on 1340 WJOL.
There was a complaint filed yesterday in Will County Court, Stop North Point, asking the court to not allow the public hearings coming up in December for the city of Joliet to restart the North Point project. Stop North Point spokesperson is Erin Gallagher. She joins us this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Erin, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. There are three public hearings set for December 3rd, 10th, and 15th. You say, and your group says, that these violate state law.
Isn't that ridiculous? Good morning, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on. Stop North Point is a grassroots movement. We're getting stronger and more effective every day. We have four powerhouse attorneys led by Bob Fioretti, who yesterday did ask the Will County Court for a TRO, temporary restraining order, and the hearing is set for tomorrow at 1. The basis is that the governor has issued an executive order preventing groups of any size outside a family household from gathering. So what we're wondering is, why is Mayor Odekirk's administration trying to conduct public hearings of this magnitude in violation of the law?
This is very similar to what happened back in the spring, where a certain number of people were allowed in. And I know the Say No to North Point people were obviously against that. Other people were as well. And that ended up being a big bone of contention. Was that one of the reasons why Elwood won its case in the first place?
Well, you're talking about three different issues of law, I think. When you're talking about what happened in the spring, was asking for a TRO before the event happened. And the circumstances are tremendously different now. Now we're under executive order by the governor, period, plain and simple. That's very different. It's a tier three. Okay. It's very different than, we're not allowed to have any meetings of any size outside a family household. And the governor's also said that the law enforcement has the authority to disband them, to enforce this executive order. So that's another key piece of this. Elwood's case was based on different circumstances with the law. So, again, our TRO is a very narrow issue that we're filing, and hopefully we will prevail, so depending on how the judge views things. But even if by chance we don't prevail on this TRO, the lawsuit will go on, and there's still a lot with our lawsuit, the Stop North Point lawsuit, that needs to be examined here. So our end game is a permanent halt to North Point, and we're going to fight until it's over.
The plaintiffs this time around, who are some of the people that are part of this TRO that you're looking to be put forward by a judge in Will County? Who are some of the people?
Well, thanks. I wanted to announce we're going to be sending out a press release later today, but part of the filing yesterday was that not only are we looking at the temporary restraining order, which is temporary, it's not a long-term fix, but concerning the long-term fight that I mentioned, this ongoing lawsuit, we have added, now we're up to 35 plaintiffs, and what we're going to be telling you, Scott, first, thank you very much, is that we've added, we've expanded to 35 plaintiffs, predominantly veteran heroes, and their families, and particularly highly decorated veterans. And if I may, I'll list a few off here. World War II, B-17, Radio Man, Ted Nietzsche, 25 Missions, Holy Hannah. He's a lifelong Joliet resident. He and his daughter, Jerry Nietzsche, have signed on as plaintiffs. The Alan J. Lynch Congressional Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation Board unanimously approved joining as plaintiffs. Alan Lynch is a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. He's been down here at Abe Lincoln, and we've had him as an honor guest at Chicagoland Speedway NASCAR events when I was working with the veterans there. He's no stranger to this area. Bob Pillion, born and raised in Joliet, graduate of Joliet West High School, Silver Star and Bronze Star recipient, 35 years in the service, flew helicopters in Vietnam, flew cub for George H.W. Bush. We have Native American Michael Pomonicut, a Vietnam veteran himself, Gold Star family member whose brother died in Vietnam. He is with the veterans of the Menominee Nation. We have Commander Kevin Pomacala. He's commander of Joliet Stone City Post. He's U.S. Navy retired. Skip Hochbauer, who's the chaplain at Stone City Post. John Walker is a Purple Heart veteran, tunnel rat in Vietnam, volunteer honor guard member at Abe Lincoln. I've got a couple more. Scott, I don't know if you'll let me keep going here.
Give me two more.
Okay, well, I've got Gus Bazalone, who's a well-decorated helicopter medic in Vietnam, volunteer Abe, and an American Legion member. And then brothers Al and Willard Gutierrez, who both served. Willard was with the 101st Airborne in Vietnam and is a three-time Bronze Star recipient, one with a V-device Valor and an Oak Leaf cluster, and the list goes on and on.
All right, and these are all plaintiffs for the Stop North Point lawsuit, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. So when do you expect to hear anything from Will County?
Well, we're going to, as I said, the public is allowed to view the court proceedings on Zoom tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
There'll be instructions on the Stop North Point Facebook page, and be sure to join the Facebook group as well. Stop North Point is grassroots. You know, we're all volunteers. I know Bob Odekirk mentioned the last time he was on your show that it's yet to come out who's funding this movement. Well, first, I think that's a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black, but I want to be absolutely clear. This is going to be a very expensive battle, and Odekirk is, you know, shamefully dragging the city through this. But Stop North Point's average contributor is about $75 to $125 each. There's no question that we have every reason to believe we're going to prevail. But we're looking for contributions. They can be made electronically at thestopnorthpoint.com or at any BMO Harris Bank.
Okay. Aaron Gallagher from Stop North Point, thanks for your time. Please keep us posted.
Appreciate it.
Okay. It's 8:20 coming up in 90 seconds. Monica will bring you headlines. I have